In the Roanoke Valley's Morning News, 2022 Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3, Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon race taking place this Sunday, the second Ironman of three currently scheduled for the Roanoke Valley. 70.3 miles, including a 1.2-mile swim at Carvin's Cove, a 56-mile bike ride, and a 13.1-mile half marathon. Joining us live in studio this morning, members of the VBR 2022 relay team. They are Morgan Griffith, also a local congressman, Amanda Coker, a world record holding distance bicyclist, and one of our own WFIR anchor senior reporter, Gene Moreno, who's in studio. And joining us now by phone also is the Ironman race director, Erica Larson. I want to say good morning to you all. We've got them all over the place here in the studio on the phone. It's great to have you all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Erica, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Now, as we get started, Morgan, I guess you're up first with the swim at Carvin's Cove early Sunday morning. You did the swim last year as well. So a couple of things. How are you feeling about it? How's the training going? And we want to know, is there a congressional pool in D.C.?
Well, the training is going as well as you can expect for an old heavy set fella. It is what it is. But, I've been working out. There is a pool in D.C. It's in the basement of the house, the Rayburn House office building, and it's a 20-yard pool. So I'm not getting a lot of distance in, but I'm doing a lot of laps to get to that 1.2 mile goal. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, I swam 2 miles just to prove I could do it. But that's in a pool, and you get all those nice flip turns, and I do have a long body, so I get a little more out of the flip. So it's always a little concerning when you have to do open water, and Carvin's Cove doesn't have a black line on the bottom for me to follow, and I zigzag, and it doesn't have turns for me. So it'll be a challenge, but I believe I'll be able to get through and hand it off to Amanda, who, you know, is really awe-inspiring.
Yeah, you have you been checking water temperature? Do you think you'll be able to wear a wetsuit?
I think so. And I didn't wear a wetsuit last year, so I'm hoping that might bring my time down a little bit. I have rented a wetsuit for the occasion because a couple of weeks ago, Carvin's Cove was 64 degrees, and that's mighty cold to be swimming in.
As of this morning, it was about 77.9, so above the wetsuit cutoff. Hopefully this cooler weather may cool it down a bit for us on Sunday.
What's the cutoff temperature, Erica?
76.1.
Oh, okay. But so it's supposed to be cooler the next couple of days, so I guess you'll just bring the wetsuit to the and see what happens.
Prepare either way, exactly.
Amanda Coker, you set a record for the most miles on a bike in 1 year, 86,000 miles. What was your motivation for doing that?
Being able to just get back on the bike after having a litany of misfortunes of physical and financial issues from an accident that happened in 2011, and just being able to ride my bike every day.
How do you I think I read 237 miles a day average. How do you discipline yourself to do that? I mean, you must be incredibly disciplined.
Just getting into a routine after the first 2 weeks was settling in, getting used to all the aches and pains, and being hungry all the time, eating 9,000 calories a day, and I just kind of continue to stay motivated and drove through the end.
Wow. If I ate 7,000 to 9,000 calories a day, I wouldn't be able to get through the door here. You're from Florida.
Yes.
And Tampa area.
Yes.
And you've been up and down. You've been here a couple times the last couple of months. What do you think of it? Training on the hills, and what do you think of the course that you have to go?
The course is very challenging, but I like challenging courses. Going up, climb Route 43 is going to be interesting. That's definitely going to be where it comes down to the competition. Because it's going to take 20, 30 minutes for some people, maybe longer.
To get up the hill?
To get up the hill.
Right. And then once you get up to the hill on the parkway, that's a little more manageable, correct?
Parkway's fun. You can bomb down those hills really fast, over 40, 50.
Really? Okay. And they're going to close the parkway, I guess, when that happens. So that'll be kind of nice. And you've been up here also training with the junior team that's now the VBR 2024 team that's now headquartered here. What do you think of the talent on the team? I know some of those girls are shooting for the Olympics.
Oh, there's a lot of talent on the team. There are actually some of them coming back for junior nationals in a month. So it's going to be exciting to watch them succeed and just go for their goals and dreams.
Now, you're a little bit older than some of those girls. Are you like sort of like the Yoda for those girls?
No, I'm probably more like the big sister.
Okay. And we're talking again with Amanda Coker and Congressman Morgan Griffith, who's doing the swimming part. And on the phone is Erica Larson. Erica, you're the race director. Talk about what's going on. I ran a few miles last night, and you guys were all setting up down at River's Edge. Talk about all that's going on. And did you actually technically sell the Ironman out?
So we didn't sell out. We were pretty close, but we're still expecting around 2,500 athletes, maybe just shy of that. So we're really excited to see everyone. We open Expo today, our Ironman Village, where athletes will come and get all their race materials, the merchandise store, you know, local and national vendors are here. We open 12 to 7 p.m. today. You'll see our staff out. We're still buttoning some things up, but we're going to be ready to get everyone over here around noon. And then tomorrow we're open from 9 to 4, and athletes will come and check their bikes in as well. So we're really excited to see everyone here in just a few hours to kick off the weekend.
Is there some, you know, if you're a spectator, are there some, is River's Edge really the best place to watch the bikers come in and the runners leave and come back?
Yeah, yes, actually. So obviously Carvin's Cove does not allow any spectators, it's athletes only. It's a pretty tight area up there. So we only shuttle athletes and EMS and staff personnel up there. But there is going to be live stream on the Jumbotron and Ironman Village, as well as the VIP tent. So I highly encourage spectators to come over to the Ironman Village on race morning. We have some picnic tables, we have a beer garden, we have food vendors, so it'll be a good spot to hang out and watch the race, the swim and the bike on the Jumbotron. And then you'll be able to see the bikers come in at River's Edge and then the run course go out. It's all on the Roanoke River Greenway, so easy to walk to kind of see everyone throughout the day. So we're really excited. It's going to be a great weekend.
Morgan Griffith, talk about last year. You did it last year. I think you did 39 minutes.
Somewhere in that area, yeah.
Okay, and the cutoff's like 78, so you're good. And you've been swimming for a long time. Rumor has it that you were a lifeguard at Hunting Hills Country Club when Catherine Fox from Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge was in the pool.
That is true. I was the swim coach and the manager. I won't mention what year it was, but both of us were a lot younger.
And did you swim in college?
I did. It was a club sport at Emory and Henry, where I went to college. Swam there, and then I coached the first year I was in law school at W&L, the local Y team. I was an assistant coach there. And I've been around swimming ever since and have competed in the Roanoke Valley Aquatic Association for well over 50 years.
One of the summer league teams?
It's a summer league, and we have a great program because it goes from 6 and under to 70 and up.
Yeah, my daughter did that one year for Castle Rock team, mm-hmm. and we went down to Christiansburg where they had the big playoffs and all that.
Right.
Talk about Carvin's Cove, what it was like last year. You got to get there early, and this is the logistics of all those buses going in there. What's that like?
Well, it's definitely chaotic, and it's amazing that they're able to get all those folks organized and in there, and then you leap in the water and off you go. Last year we actually held it on June 6th, so it was kind of neat. The sun was coming up over Carvin's Cove to be able to talk about D-Day and the Bedford boys, and this year we're a day ahead of that, but it was really beautiful. I expect it's going to be beautiful this year as well. I do wish we had black lines, though. I like that black line I can follow.
By the bottom of the pool,
on the bottom of the pool. No black lines in Garvin's Cove.
Yeah. And there's so many people in the water. Is it kind of hard to avoid people?
It is. I mean, everybody, you know, was trying to do the best they could not to bump and elbow and so forth, but it was impossible. But everybody understood. Everybody was doing the best they could. And it was a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Coker, again, you're doing the biking 56 miles. And I'll be bringing up the rear doing the half marathon at the end. And you're really serious about this. I know when I met you about a month ago, you're like, how's your training going, things like that. So are you just really disciplined as far as training for things like this?
Oh, of course. If you have a goal, you got to put your best effort forward to succeed at it.
And you've done triathlons before.
Yes, I started out doing triathlons when I was 15, and then I just kind of moseyed over to cycling.
Okay, so you've done the whole enchilada of these,
yes.
The swimming and the biking and the running.
Swim,
okay.
Bike, run.
What do you like about long-distance biking so much?
Besides the fact that you can eat as much as you want, the challenge of going after world records from the ultra-cycling world.
So what do? You do 7,000 to 9,000 calories when you're in high training?
That was for the annual record.
Okay.
I don't eat that much every day anymore.
What did you eat during that? I mean, were you just shoveling food or protein bars or what?
A lot of protein and a lot of dense calories, a lot of Nutella. That was just by the spoonfuls, that's easy calories. Because after a while, I got tired of eating a lot of food.
Yeah. Well, Morgan and I both know when you get older, it's just the metabolism slows. It's really hard to trick the body into, mm-hmm. you know.
I get more calories every day than I need.
Yeah.
No question.
By the way, Morgan, I'm just wondering, do you find, you know, you're a congressman, there's a lot going on these days, as there always is. Do you find when you get in that pool, it's just a really good stress release?
It is. It really does start the day out. And I roll down there at 6 a.m. every morning. There's another congressman and I. We swim and push each other a little bit and try to see how many yards we can get in that little short pool.
Okay. Yeah, 20
yards.
That's pretty short.
It's pretty short.
Yeah. That's no. What's an Olympic length pool?
50 meters.
50 meters.
What they swim in the Olympics. And I mean, people consider 25 meters and even 25 yards a lot of times is used, but 50 meters is what they use in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking with Congressman Morgan Griffith. He's the swimming leg of the at the Ironman this weekend, the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3, Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon. And Amanda Coker from Florida is doing the 56-mile leg in the middle there, the bike leg, and I'm doing the half marathon. And on the phone is Erica Larson with us, the race director for the Ironman in Roanoke. Erica, just talk about the Iron Kids event. Is that tonight?
Yes, it's our staff's favorite part of the weekend. It's tonight at 6 o'clock. You can still register over at the Ironman Village. So if you're coming over this afternoon to get your materials and you got some kids or friends and family that you want to run as well, you can still sign up. We'll start over here at River's Edge Park. That's where everything will be. We start at 6 o'clock. We have a diaper dash, a toddler trot, and a half and a 1 mile. So it really is such a fun event, a good way to kick off the weekend. And the kids actually get to finish right inside the Ironman finish line. So that'll be super cool for them.
Wow. I'm just wondering, Erica, compared to other Ironmans, you know, the logistical challenges of getting all those people down that little tiny road to Carbon's Cove and then shutting down the parkway, has the Ironman, the Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon, has it been one of the more challenging Ironmans to set up?
Yes, I would say so. Like you said, it's challenging for the transportation piece and just having, you know, two separate venues between Carvin's Cove and River's Edge Park to transition the logistics of parking and making sure everybody knows, you know, where everything is and how to get there. It certainly is very challenging from the logistics standpoint, but I like to think it's also very rewarding, you know, especially from an athlete standpoint, that it's a difficult course, but once you get up to the top of that climb and you're on the descent, it's incredible views and it really makes it worth it. And the community and the support you see and we get, you know, from our staff standpoint really is unmatched. It's just incredible. So although it's difficult, it is extremely rewarding. So we're really, really grateful to be a part of this community and have the event here.
All right. And Amanda Coker, I just want to ask you about being involved and what it's been like coming to the Roanoke Valley and getting involved with the junior team and with the Ironman group and checking out the topography and all that. What's been your experience here?
Oh, I love Roanoke. It's been fun training here. Definitely gotten stronger as a cyclist, and the community's been just so welcoming, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm. And Morgan Griffith, just talk about having an event like this in the Valley, bringing people in. I think, I don't know, how many states are people coming from, Erica?
I'd have to check the exact number, but I would say I think we're close to all 50 states being represented,
wow,
as well as, you know, a couple dozen countries that are represented. So I can certainly get you that data, but I do know I think we've got all 50 states covered.
Okay, real quick, let's talk about getting people from all over the country in the region into Roanoke Valley.
Well, it's a fun event, but it also brings a lot of people in. It introduces them to Roanoke. Who knows who the rising CEO is who has a good time at this event will decide to bring their facility here. And, of course, the restaurants and the hotels all enjoy having that extra revenue coming in from folks who will drive in and fly in and so forth to do this competition because they just love doing it.
All right, we'd have to leave it there. I'm honored to be part of the VBR team of 2022. Thanks to Catherine Fox with Virginia's Blue Ridge helping set it up, Morgan Griffith, local congressman, and Amanda Coker. I'm looking forward to seeing you at some point on Sunday, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.